Welcome to Money Mastery with your host, Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. Achieving financial confidence means understanding how to navigate market changes, plan for retirement, and make smart money decisions. Money Mastery is here to guide you with strategies, insights, and tools designed to help you pursue your financial goals. Now let's get started with Money Mastery with your host, Amanda.
Welcome back to Money Mastery with Aspire Money Management. I'm Jacqueline, and as always, I'm thrilled to be chatting with our resident financial guru, Amanda. Amanda, thanks for being here today, and how are you? How was your weekend?
Always a pleasure to be doing this with you, Jacqueline. It was great. It was a low-key weekend. It was my niece's first birthday party, so we did that on Saturday, and then Sunday just kind of took the day without any rain here in North Carolina, and the kids swam in the pool and I cleaned the house. So
very fun. That sounds, I mean, a one-year-old, how fun. What was the theme of the party?
It was like safari animals. So okay. Like giraffes and tigers, and it was cute. It was just low-key. I mean, it wasn't a huge party, but just like close family. They got together, had cake and pizza, and it was nice.
Always nice to have a party anytime, right? A party celebration.
That's right. Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't do much this weekend, just kind of held back at home. And I, again, Amanda, I did the lawn this weekend, so I don't know.
I'm so proud of you.
But I feel like I'm a little stuffed up today, and I don't know if it has to do with the being outside with the fresh grass. I don't know, but
it probably is. I mean, I was going through something on Thursday and Friday, and luckily it just ran its course over the weekend, but I was worried I was actually getting sick. But I think it's just the weather. I mean, here it's been so crazy between the rain and then being a little bit colder and then hotter, and so you go back and forth. So
yes, I know. And I do not have my tan on, so I'm not ready for summer to end yet.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, your kids are back in school now, and I can't believe summer is coming to a close.
Yeah, I know. It has gone by too fast, that's for sure.
Yeah. So Amanda, today we're diving into a topic that I know can be a little confusing for a lot of people, including myself. We're going to be talking about annuities. So specifically, we're going to break down the difference between fixed and variable annuities. It sounds a bit technical, but I'm hoping you can shed some light on what these are and how someone might decide which one, if either, is right for them.
Absolutely, Jacqueline. Annuities can be complex, but at their core, they're designed to provide a stream of income in the future. Think of it as a way to supplement your other retirement savings today while focusing on two of the most common types, which is fixed and variable annuities.
Okay, so let's start with fixed annuities. I mean, what exactly are they?
Well, with a fixed index annuity, it's pretty straightforward. You make an either lump sum payment or a series of payments to an insurance company. In return, the insurance company guarantees you a fixed rate of interest on your money for a specific time period. This means you know exactly how much money your account will grow over time, and you also know the exact amount of income you'll receive when you decide to start taking out withdrawals on that pot of money.
Yeah, so it sounds like to me, I mean, it's a really predictable savings account, right?
That's a good analogy. It offers security and predictability. The insurance company bears the investment risk. You don't have to worry about market fluctuations affecting your principal or the guaranteed interest rate.
I mean, this sounds pretty appealing, especially for someone who's risk averse. So what are some of the benefits of choosing a fixed annuity?
The main benefits are the safety and the guaranteed growth. If you're nearing retirement and want a reliable income stream, a fixed annuity can provide peace of mind, you know exactly what to expect and when to expect it. Also, the earnings within the annuity grow tax deferred until you start withdrawing out of that pot, which can be a significant advantage.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds kind of too good to be true. So are there any downsides to a fixed annuity?
One potential drawback is that the fixed interest rate might not keep pace with the inflation over a long-term period. So while your principal is safe, the purchasing power of your future income might be less than anticipated. Also, accessing your money before the end of the term might result in early surrender charges.
Okay, Amanda, that makes sense. So predictability comes with some trade-offs. Now, let's talk about variable annuities. How are they different?
Well, variable annuities offer the potential for greater growth, but they also come with more risk. So variable annuities, you allocate your money along different investment options, which are usually sub-accounts within the variable account, to mutual funds. The value of the annuity will fluctuate based on the performance of those chosen investments within that account.
So instead of a fixed index or fixed interest rate, my returns depend on how well the market performs?
Exactly. If your chosen investments do well, your annuity value can increase significantly. But on the opposite side, if your market performance does poorly, you could actually lose money within that variable annuity. The insurance company doesn't guarantee a specific rate of return with that type of annuity.
This sounds a lot riskier than a fixed annuity. Why would someone choose a variable annuity over a fixed one?
The primary reason is the potential for higher returns. If you're younger or have a longer time horizon until retirement, you might be willing to take on more market risk for the opportunity to grow your money faster than a fixed rate might allow. Variable annuities also offer the tax-deferred growth benefit, similar to fixed annuities. Additional, some variable annuities offer features like long-term care benefit riders, which can provide a guaranteed minimum income stream in retirement, even if your investments perform poorly. Those riders often come with additional fees, though.
So with a variable annuity, there's a chance for higher growth, but also a higher chance of losing money. And some of those extra features that offer some level of protection, they come at a cost.
Precisely. It's a trade-off between potential growth and risk.
It sounds like the decision really comes down to an individual's risk tolerance and their financial goals. So how can someone figure out which type of annuity might be right for them?
That's a great question, Jacqueline. It really involves a careful assessment of your individual circumstances. You need to consider your age, your time horizon until retirement, your risk tolerance, your other sources of retirement income, and your overall financial goals.
And Amanda, can you just remind our listeners how they can get a hold of you before we continue?
Yes, if you can look us up at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net or reach out to us directly at 919-342-7715.
And back to this, to our podcast here. So if someone wants or is close to retirement and wants a guaranteed income stream, a fixed annuity might be a better fit, right?
Generally, yes. The predictability and safety of a fixed annuity can be very appealing when you're nearing retirement and want to protect your principal.
And if someone is younger and comfortable with market fluctuations, a variable annuity might offer more growth potential, right?
That's a possibility, especially if they have a long time horizon to potentially recover from any market downturns. However, it's crucial to understand the investment options within the variable annuity and the associated fees.
Yeah, fees are always an important factor. And are these fees different between fixed and variable annuities?
Generally, variable annuities tend to have higher fees than fixed annuities. These fees can include administration fees, investment management fees within the sub-accounts, and the cost of any additional riders like the guaranteed income benefit. Fixed annuities can also have fees associated with them, but they are often less complex and sometimes built into the current interest rate that the company is offering. It's essential to carefully review the fee structure of any annuity you're considering.
Yeah, that's definitely great advice. So if someone is thinking about getting an annuity, what are the key questions they should ask their financial advisor like you, Amanda?
That's a great point. And here are a few key questions. What are the specific fees associated with this annuity? Understanding all the costs that are involved within that. What are the surrender charges and how long do they last? Knowing the penalties for the early withdrawals, if you're allowed to withdraw money immediately versus waiting a time period. For a fixed annuity, what is the guaranteed interest rate and how long is it guaranteed? Understanding the terms of that. It could be anywhere between 1 to 5 years. For a variable annuity, what are the available investment options and what are the historical performances and associated risk? Making sure you understand where your money is going to be placed within that variable annuity. What are the optional riders available? What do they cost you and are they appropriate for what you're actually looking for? Evaluating those extra benefits, if it's either long-term care benefits or chronic illness care, if that's something that we're really looking for. And how does that annuity fit into our overall financial plan and our investment goals? Making sure that they're aligning with what you're looking to either earn or stay on track with over a period of time.
Those are some really important questions to consider. And it sounds like doing your homework and talking to a qualified financial advisor is crucial before making any decisions about annuities.
Absolutely, Jacqueline. Annuities can be a variable tool for retirement planning, but it's essential to understand the different types and whether they align with your individual circumstances and goals. Don't hesitate to ask questions and seek professional guidance.
Well, Amanda, thank you so much for breaking down the differences between fixed and a variable annuities for us today. I know I definitely have a better understanding now, and I'm sure our listeners do too.
My pleasure, Jacqueline. Always happy to help.
And Amanda, how can listeners get a hold of such a qualified financial advisor like yourself?
You can check us out at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net. or call us at 919-342-7715.
Well, thank you, Amanda. This is a huge help in how to differ and how to know which one might be right for you. But talking to a financial advisor just like yourself is a crucial step in really understanding your full potential. So that's all the time we have for today's show. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. And join us next time for more valuable financial insights. And that does it for this episode of Money Mastery with our host, Amanda Mangum.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
Thank you for listening to Money Mastery with Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you're ready to take the next step toward a stronger financial future, contact Amanda and her team today at 919-342-7715 or visit aspiremoneymanagement.net. Be sure to tune in next week for more financial strategies and insights right here on Money Mastery.